Chapter 2. Gone. The small, beautiful people led me past the White Sphinx. We left the time machine on the lawn, which made me nervous. Soon we entered an enormous building made of stone. Several more of the small people met us at the door, and we walked through a large hall. The hall had many tables piled with fruit. Some fruits I recognized as large apples and oranges, but most were strange to me. We sat down and began to eat the fruit. Most of the people in the hall watched me with interest. As I learned later, they did not eat meat. While I was with them, I also only ate fruit. In fact, horses, cows, sheep, and even dogs had all disappeared from Earth, but the fruits were delicious. I wanted to learn their language, so I held up a fruit and tried to make questioning sounds. At first, they stared and laughed, but soon one of them realized what I wanted and spoke a word. When I tried to repeat it, they laughed. I was embarrassed, but soon I knew some of their words. The little people didn't like to concentrate. They got bored of things very quickly. They were like children. My language lessons were always short. It was a nice evening. As I left the building, I decided to climb to the top of a hill to see more of our world in the year 802,701. As I climbed, I did not see any small houses, but only large buildings. At the top of the hill, I found a seat of yellow metal. I sat down and looked at the view under a beautiful sunset. As I sat, I tried to understand what I had seen. Maybe science had made everything nice and safe. I saw no sign of sickness anywhere. But the people had grown so small and weak. Also, I noticed that the differences between men and women had almost disappeared, and they did not seem very smart. They lived in nice buildings and wore nice clothes, but they did not seem to work. There were no factories, no shops, and no buying and selling. The people liked to cover themselves in flowers and to dance and sing in the sunlight, but that was all they did. As the sky grew dark, the people moved inside the buildings and the night grew cold. I decided to go down to find a place to sleep. I looked for the building I knew, but then my eye fell on the White Sphinx, and I suddenly felt scared. The time machine was gone. I ran down the hill trying to stay calm. When I reached the lawn, the time machine was nowhere to be seen. I ran around quickly, checking every corner. Then I stopped beneath the White Sphinx. It seemed to smile with pleasure at my problems. I didn't think the tiny people I had met were strong enough to move the machine. But if they had not moved it, then who had?